a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. It's Tuesday. As Jill would say, happy Tuesday. It is the Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic Happy Cap Hour all hour long today. More on Stockman's Vet and Dr. Mouse coming up shortly. First, we are under a heat advisory for most, well, for all of western Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle. Hotter down south along the Red River than it will be up north along the North Canadian River. How about that? And the South Canadian River, I guess. And then, it's pretty warm. Be vigilant with drinking water. Take breaks. Stay out of trouble. Anyway, if you don't have to be working real hard in the heat, just don't be doing it. Just take your time, hang out in the shade, and take precautions. All I can tell you, it was hot. I seen where one of our Sandy's a nice friend down south there at Grandview, 120 heat index yesterday at Grandview. So today it's going to be much of the same, except it's going to just continue getting hotter. Currently, 91 degrees at Hollis, 93 at Altus. The warm spot is 96 degrees at Grandfield. Sorry about that. 85 at Cheyenne, 83 at Woodward, 79 at Buffalo. You guys need to enjoy that pocket of cool air right in there. 85 at Slapout, 87 at Lahoma, and 86 at Watonga out in the Texas Panhandle. Of course, it's warmer out there. It's 94 at Odell, 94 at Goodlett, 90 at McLean, 88 at Miami, 92 at the Palador Reservoir. Clear out here, I seen a 99 at Aiken down there by Plainview. Already almost 100 degrees, not too far from here. So anyway, we'll have more weather coming up in the next segment. First things first, before I get to what's happened overnight, since our markets are back open and reports are coming back out from the holiday yesterday, everybody needs to be very aware. If you haven't seen it on social media and sheriff's alerts and all that stuff, the thieves are after it. So be very vigilant on seeing people in the neighborhood, out in the country, on your country block, I call it, the mile by mile that you don't normally see. Trailer and some cows and some mowers got stolen down by Willow. And then out here on I-40 west of Sayre at the Hex exit, Casey got his pickup truck stolen from his hay barn there yesterday while he was just down the road working. So his feed truck was stolen. It's a Dodge, silver Dodge crew cab with a feeder on the back. And then some other friends of mine live right there on the outskirts, Sayre, got their truck broken into, some items stolen out there. So everybody, they're back at it, or they've always been at it, but it's just being more and more. Yesterday, the feed truck takes a lot of kahunas to steal a truck in broad daylight. So anyway, be aware of what's going on. Paul Cornett, special agent for the Department of Oklahoma Agriculture Department. He says everybody just needs to tighten up, get your items secure, just be aware. It doesn't matter whether things are locked up or unlocked. They want it, they're going to get it. So just be careful what you're doing. Keep an eye on things is all you can do, is be aware on that. So if anybody's got any sees this trailer, I think it's a 32-foot Delco. Yeah, 32-foot Delco. They got a bull and eight cows, I believe, nine head altogether, and a couple of zero-turn mowers. I think one was a Dixie. I don't remember what the other one was. And then Casey's truck was a silver Dodge four-door. See any of these items out there in the country, call your local law enforcement and let them know, please. And see anybody wanting to sell some stuff, get after it. Turn them in. Don't do anything crazy. Just report them. Let the law handle it, and we'll go from there. How's that? So, anyway, all right, let's see what's happening. Let's see what happened overnight first. We didn't have nothing going on yesterday because of the holiday. Soybeans and grains were lower in overnight trading on some technical selling as some rains fell in parts of the Midwest. Still, losses are being tempered by concerns of the ongoing dry weather in parts of the Corn Belt. Rain Sunday and Monday in parts of Missouri and Illinois brought much-needed relief to some fields, according to data from the National Weather Service. While the precipitation will help growing plants, it's likely only a brief break from the weather pattern the area has seen lately. The National Weather Service in St. Louis said in a report, rain chances down the road remain very low. Parts of western Kansas and counties in southern Nebraska have seen ample rain in the past week. Pretty much the rest of the Corn Belt has been dry. Not much rain in the forecast for the Midwest this week in areas of the other Mid-Atlantic and Northern Plains, same thing. Soybean futures for November delivery dropped 12¾ cents last night to 13.29½ a bushel in the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was down 440 to 398.90 a short ton, while soybean oil lost 0.95 cents to 56.92 a pound. Corn futures for December delivery lost 8¾ cents to 588¾ cents a bushel. Wheat for September delivery declined 9¾ cents to 691¾ cents a bushel, while Kansas City futures plunged 12 pennies to 827 a bushel. Wheat in Kansas is mostly is just bearable with damage from months of drought apparent in some counties, though producers are hoping to salvage as much of the hard red winter wheat crop as possible, according to the report from the industrial group Kansas Wheat. The group said in its report covering counties in southern Kansas that the Two Rivers Co-op in Arkansas City plans to take in half of the average amount it received in the prior 5 years, with harvest 20% finished already. Overall, harvest results are dependent on when the crop was planted. Earlier planted wheat has not fared as well as the later planted fields. 8% of the U.S. winter wheat crop was harvested as of June 11th, according to the USDA. In Kansas, the biggest producer of the variety, 1% was collected. 28% was collected in Oklahoma, and 42% has been harvested so far in the state of Texas. In Barber County, Kansas, the Farmers Co-op Equity is hoping to take in less than 1 million bushels of wheat after receiving just over 3 million on average each year for the past 10 years. And I was going to say, they didn't get a lot last year. They got 1.5 million last year. Variability will continue to be a theme of the 2023 Kansas wheat crop as harvest continues to expand from the southern, central, and southeastern portions of the state. In Oklahoma, farmers are also reporting mixed yields. Growers in southern Oklahoma are reporting yields from 30 to 40 bushels an acre, while in central counties, yields are ranging from the low 20s to the mid 30s, according to a weekly report from the U.S. Wheat Associates. Reports from Oklahoma peg yields at 20 to 40 bushels an acre, while Texas producers have been averaging about 30 bushels an acre in the last week. Excessive heat warnings and heat advisories remain in effect for parts of Oklahoma and Texas, according to the National Weather Service maps. Temperatures in southern Oklahoma and northern Texas are expected to range from 110 for today. Now that sound crazy. We went from one extreme to the other. There's never no in-between out here. I don't get it. Those working outside are cautioned to avoid heat-related illness. Low air quality is still a concern in southern Minnesota as the wildfires still rage in Canada. Ground level ozone is expected to be high during the afternoon hours Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in southeast Minnesota. So anyway, since the heat is back, or is heat is here, how's that? We're going to talk a little bit about heat stress with animals, especially cattle, coming up here shortly. I don't know if you guys notice all the cows are in big groups fighting flies in heat here. They was all standing in the water yesterday. So later on in the show, we're going to talk a little bit about that. I've got some tickets to give away today. I think everybody remembers Gene Watson. Well, at the Sugar Creek Casino coming up June 24th, it's Gene Watson's 80th birthday celebration tour. Anyway, I'm going to give a set of tickets away later on the show, so I want you guys to remember, I want you to check something out for me. And I'll take the third person, I might even take two people today, for winning a set of tickets to the Gene Watson 80th birthday tour. I want you to find out, and I might or might not have posted the answer on the KCO Facebook page earlier today, but I want you to find out how many states in the United States are cattle grown. Anyway, text in your answer and your name if you want to win a set of tickets to go see the famous Gene Watson. I loved him. Anyway, let's take a Stockman's Vet break. When I come back, I'll give you some up-to-date reports on the grains, current market, cattle. Looks like everything's in the red already. Everything in today. Only thing I seen in the green a while ago was lean hogs and Japanese yen. So that's the only thing in the green today. So we'll have that for you. And then we had sales reports from Elk City and from the Western Oklahoma Livestock Report. And then I'll also have a report on what cattle, butchers, pairs, bred cows, bulls, what all they did across the board at all the sale barns in the state of Oklahoma and Texas last week. Got all that coming up here pretty shortly.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts, from gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats. Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
I was a teacher, and so I taught him in high school. What I always noticed about Mickey was what a leader he was. And part of it is because he's so willing to do the work himself. We had an incident this past December. had the freeze in Mangum, had a pipe bust in the wall, and it's just a mess. And Gary called Mickey, and honestly, the plumber did arrive first, but Mickey and his daughter were right behind them. They brought tools, and they helped Gary clean out the bedroom, and they mopped the floor, they took the carpet up. And when they left, I told Gary, I said, we couldn't live in a better town, because that would never happen anywhere else. And we're very thankful to have him. I'm Celia Nippert, and Gary and I use Mickey Lively because we know that when we have a need for our insurance, that Mickey and Farm Bureau will take good care of
it. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Currently at the Gabe Gadget Pheasant Center here in our studio, it's 87 degrees outside. Humidity is 70%. The winds look like they're out of the west. Right now, a couple miles an hour, no big deal. 7.5 inches of rain so far this month in Elk City. It's just muggy and hot. When I got up this morning, our windows in the house was fogged over, and I went outside, and the whole place was fogged over. You couldn't even see the fields on both sides of the house. It was smoggy this morning. Foggy, actually, not smoggy. Anyway, I've picked McLean, Texas, for an update on weather out in the Texas Panhandle. Currently, it's 92 degrees. Heat index is at 99. Humidity's 49% there, dew point 69. The winds are out of the west, northwest at 3 miles an hour, basically the same as here. Peak wind gusts so far today, 21 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation in McLean is 4.34 inches of rain. And I guess they don't have a soil thermometer out there. It's just a probe in the ground. They've never, since I've brought up the West Texas Mesonet Centers, they've never had a temperature out there. So let's see what's next. I'll just go to Dozer and see what their ground temperature is there. Aiden soil temperature there is 78 degrees at their neighbor to the southeast. So that's what's going on. As temperatures increase and drought continues, which we've had some relief from the drought, remember to keep an eye on your pets and livestock as ticks are thriving. Ticks carry diseases for our pets and rob our livestock of production and weight gains. Contact us for easy treatment and prevention programs for all species. Once spring calving winding down, it's time to plan spring calf working and vaccination program for your cow herds. Call us and we can get work together on a program and a schedule that would fit your needs and production schedule. Also providing a full line of equine services, including vaccines and dental. Remember that good, clean water is the most important nutrient for all of our pets and livestock. Please check your water sources regularly. Proudly serving all Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle and providing full service to all species in a complete mixed animal practice. Call Dr. Taylor Mouse at Stockman's Veterinary Clinic right here in Elk City. 580-225-0200, 225-0200 to schedule a visit or for after-hours emergency service. And it's true. It's, man, it's crazy how we went from one extreme to the other. So let's check out what, got this. All right, first of all, I'm going to start out with this deal on flies. A buzzing fly is a bother, but a biting fly is a bully. Horned flies meet the latter description for many grazing operations, and these prolific pests can have a significant impact on animal health and performance. And it's true. According to Megan Van Emmon, Extension Beef Cattle Specialist with the Montana State University, horn fly populations are sparking everywhere this year. These pests can cause cattle stress and discomfort, and Van Emmon, I guess, let's just go with Megan, how's that? Notes to the combined annual cost of animal production losses and horn fly control methods can surpass $780 million across the United States. I had no idea there was that much. Female horn flies lay eggs and manure where larvae hatch and develop into adults. Just one female can lay up to 500 eggs in its lifetime, and several generations of horn flies occur during the summer. Horn fly populations tend to peak in late summer before they go dormant over winter in the soil when temperatures taper off in the fall. Adult horn flies are small, only 3 to 5 millimeters in length, but they prefer to prey on large animals like heifers, steers, cows, and bulls rather than calves. That's true. I wonder why, just because it's bigger, they really get after the bulls. And I was always wondering why there's more on the bulls than they are on the cows and the steers and heifers, but who will know? I'm not a fly, so we'll never know. Horn flies typically settle on the backs of cattle and move to the sides of the animal's stomach to avoid direct sunlight. Horn flies bite cattle and feed on their blood, and one insect can bite 20 to 30 times per day. Therefore, individual animals can receive thousands of bites per day if horn fly populations are high. And they are really high around here, if you haven't noticed. Cattle that are infested with over 200 horn flies will begin to bunch together and attempt to escape the flies, like we seen yesterday. This behavior is negative influences grazing patterns and feed intake, which ultimately translate into lower feed efficiency, milk production, and weight gain. They're too busy fighting flies, they're not eating. Using insecticides is the most effective way to limit horn fly populations in pastures, and there are many ways to administer it. Dust bags dispense dry insecticide when cattle come in contact with them, and back rubbers or oilers work in similar fashion but contain a liquid insecticide. Put these devices on or near fences or areas where animals frequently spend time, such as near water, feed, or mineral blocks. Ear tags that contain insecticide also inhibit horn fly infestations by releasing small amounts of the product over time. The insecticide is then dispersed through an animal's hair coat when it moves or grooms itself. But they need to be put on the proper time. Remember this, it's not in this report, but I've read it a couple times. You don't need to put them on when the horn flies are here. You need to put them on just right before they come on. That way it works for a good length of time. Okay, so one thing to keep in mind is that ear tags with the same active ingredient should not be used more than 1 year in a row, according to Megan. Switching active ingredients reduces the likelihood of horn flies developing resistance to the insecticide being used. One thing to keep in mind, insecticide sprays are easy to apply using required multiple treatments over several weeks to keep horn fly populations at bay. Sprays must cover animals completely and penetrate to the skin for applications to be effective. Likewise, pour-on insecticides are available, but control levels for these products vary with weather conditions like rain every other day for the last month, but now it looks like the rain's kind of backed off and it's time to go. There's also feed additives that contain insecticide that can be incorporated into mineral blocks or included into mineral tubs. These products will pass through animal manure and kill horn fly lava growing there. However, Megan points out that they must be consumed consistently and in sufficient amounts for the best results. So anyway, I'm going to give you out my recipe again. I've had 3 or 4 people contact me this year. It works pretty good. Donnie's still using it. I'm still using it. I haven't had any issues with it. except for when it rains. So if you got a pencil and pen ready, or you just want to listen to the show a little bit later on, re-listen to it, to this deal. 1 liter of Pine Sol, original Pine Sol, not the other stuff. 1 gallon of white vinegar. 1 cup of your fly spray that you get, the Promethean or whatever else you, whatever you use. Anyway, 1 cup of that. 1 bottle, and just the regular small bottles, plenty, of Dawn dish soap. Mix above in a 2 gallon hand sprayer. Top it off with water. I spray it all over their face, whole nine yards. So anyway, it doesn't hurt them. It hasn't hurt them. Hadn't been no irritation with them. So anyway, mix it up good. The soap is a major thing in the Pine Sol. The Pine Sol is kind of acting like a diesel to absorb into the hair and the soap. Make sure it stays in there on there long enough. But it's been working for me. It's been working for Donnie and a couple other my friends. I don't know the people that have got it, this recipe from me last month or so, how their experiment's been going with it. But it works good for me, and it's really not that expensive. So, and you just keep the sprayer with you at all times. And, man, Odom, Michael Odom, I really want to say that on air, but I know my wife's listening, so I'll just keep my mouth shut. I got in trouble yesterday. So anyway, it works pretty good. You guys try it and see what happens. And, yeah, I know you're laughing, but I'm not. Anyway, we will be right back after this Stockman's Vet break. And when we come back, I'll give you an update on your weather forecast for northeastern Texas Panhandle, the northwestern Oklahoma, and then we'll talk some more markets. How about that?
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. The wait is over. New Chevrolet GMC trucks and SUVs are sale priced at Doug Gray Chevrolet GMC in Elk City. With the best selection in years and more arriving daily, you can literally save thousands and still pick your favorite color. Come test drive the new models and see what all the excitement is about. Let us show you the Doug Gray difference, where we make it easy to buy a car. No games, no gimmicks, no dealer fees ever. It's a great time to trade. DougGrayMotors.com. Find new roads.
We will be an ag bank forever. There's just no way around it. Western Oklahoma, that's kind of a big deal around here. And we like to structure that stuff to where it fits your operation. You know, one size doesn't fit all. We're able to take what you need and have it fit you specifically. It helps guys with their cash flow. It gives them a little relief knowing they don't have to come up with a payment during the slow time of the year. They're not having to sell calves early to make a payment. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC, it was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Once again, a good morning to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, June 19th. 805 head were sold, 10 head of steers at 462 brought 289, 9 at 548 brought 240, 18 at 675 brought 245, 14 at 756 brought 224, 31 at 798 brought 223.50, 35 at 801 brought 224.50, 11 at 940 brought 192, 7 head of heifers at 249 brought 309, 6 at 525 brought 235. 35.9. At 5.32, brought 2.34. At 5.55, brought 2.35. 18 at 7.09, brought 2.20. 57 at 7.51, brought 2.17. 21 at 7.88, brought 2.16. Butcher cows were 80 to 115. Butcher bulls brought 105 to 134. Bears were 2,500 to 2,850. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you and God bless you.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Before I go to the weather forecast, Lone Ranger for northwestern Oklahoma, if you want this recipe, text into our text line, 580-225-9697, and I will text it to you off my phone. So if you need it, I've already had five people want it, and so anyway, I got her sent to people. If you want it, I'll text it to you off my personal phone. And don't be stalking me and harassing me and giving me crap about my wife like some people do. Just delete my number after that if you're going to do that. No, I'm just kidding. If you want it, I'll text it to you, no problem. Also, before we get to the weather, we got a couple winners. Actually, Linda Dykman, if I say it, Ma, or however you say that, you're a winner because you didn't answer the question. But you let me, you taught me something. So anyway, you're going to get a set of tickets. And Cody Cook, you've got a pair of tickets too. There's lots of responses. A lot of them didn't want to win tickets. They just want to respond. The correct answer to the question I asked was all 50 states are cattle growers. Cattle are grown in all 50 states. But Linda, she pointed out something that I didn't even think about. How many states are actually called? So I Googled it just to check her. 39 states out of 50 are actually called cattle states. And so, anyway, awesome. Anyway, two winners, Linda and Cody. I'll have the tickets for you out front after the show, not before then. And your name will be on it. And enjoy going seeing Gene Watson. Lots of people text in, they love him, and I do. He's a matter of fact, I think he's one of Blake Shelton's favorite. Him and Keith Whitley were some of Blake's favorite singers. So anyway, yes, I will. After the show, I will text you guys all these recipes. Anyway, let's get on to the forecast. Move on. Let's see, who am I going to pick? I think I'll pick Putnam, because I see Lori and Benji White somewhere where there's a beach at. So anyway, when they get back, make sure Jimmy was talking about you guys while you were on the beach. So anyway, it's home of B&L Red Angus there at Putnam. Currently at Putnam, it is 86 degrees, feels like 94, dew point 74, humidity 68, winds are out of the southeast at 6 miles an hour, not 66, but 6 miles an hour. Sunset at 8:55 today, hot, sunny, 94. Tomorrow there's actually a slight chance of thunderstorms at 92, and tomorrow night is 20% chance of thunderstorms. Thursday 87, Thursday night 30% chance of rain, and then Friday, enjoy Friday folks up there in Dewey County, 89 degrees. That's going to be really nice. Saturday, bam, here she comes back, 97 degrees, and it's just going to be hot. So that's your forecast up there. Okay, coming up also, hang on, let me find it. Where's it at? Oh, it's right here. Join the Ag Defense Risk Management for a free ribeye steak dinner today. Canyon, Texas at the VFW, 6:30 tonight. Tomorrow, Pampa, Texas, 6:30 at the Arbor. And then Friday, let's see, is that right? Yep. No, that'd be a Thursday, wouldn't it? Thursday would be at the Red River Tech Center in Duncan, Oklahoma. 6:30. Anyway, focusing on livestock the LPR deal, the livestock production risk, rainfall risk, livestock gross margin, LGM, the livestock risk protection, the LRP. Anyway, go listen to it and enjoy a free ribeye dinner. No RSVP is required. Just got any questions? Call 580-454-4367. That is Canyon, Texas today, Pampa, Texas tomorrow, Duncan the next day, Thursday, and then next week there's two left. One will be at noon at Hollis, and we'll go over it again a couple times next week. And then the other one will be at 6:30 at the High Plains Tech Center in Woodward, Oklahoma. Free ribeye dinners at all these. I'm challenging somebody to go to all the ones that are left, every one of them, and eat a free ribeye dinner. And if you do, I want to know about it. Anyway, that's with the Ag Defense Risk Management Team. So, all right, let's check it out. What do we got going on here? Hayday Tuesdays. Let's check out some hay reports, prices from the USDA, which these are reported ones, not what your neighbor sold your other neighbor to. These are reported sales. Alfalfa premium, California, 270 to 300. Looks like it's coming down just a little bit in California. Kansas, not so much. 300 to 330 per ton for premium, and 250 to 325 for good alfalfa. And Iowa, 220 to 270. And let's see, we got Missouri, 180 to 300 on premium. Nebraska, 300. New Mexico, up to 450 per ton. Oklahoma, we finally got a report. That's the first one all year, 275, and it says delivered. So I don't know if that's premium rained on. But anyway, Oregon's at 350, South Dakota's at 300, Texas up to 425 per ton, and that's not delivered. And looks like on their, in Texas, good alfalfa, 310 to 340 delivered. That's not premium. Anyway, Wyoming's at 300. Grass prices per ton, not much going on. Iowa's 225 to 260 on premium. Montana's 250 to 300. Oregon's 360. This is all premium. Pennsylvania, 270 to 320. Texas, anywhere from 240 to $400 per ton. And that's about all that's going on in the hay market. Looked kind of quiet to me. Okay, let's go check out some grain prices real quick. Let me update it, because it looks like I'm going to spend the last segment on cattle prices. Been a long show. I mean, a quick show. Corn, July, 640. September, 591. Soybeans, July, 1475. August, 1406. Soybean meal for July, 411.90 per short ton. August is 408.70. Soybean oil for July, 59.59. August is 58.67. Hard red winter wheat, July 837, September 834. Oats for July 401, September 405. Everything's still basically in the red. Soybeans for July are up 9. That's the only thing going on in the green. Live cattle for June, 178.10. August, 170.67. October, 174.32. December, 178.27. Feeder cattle for August, 233.80, September 237.10, lean hogs for July 95.75, August 93.20, and October 81.57. Cotton's actually in the green a little bit, not much. If you call 0.0082, quite a change. That's not even It's not even a hundredth of a penny. Anyway, July is 81.46. October cotton is 82. oil is down to $70.50 a barrel for July West Texas Intermediate. Natural gas, $2.52. It's been up for the last week, so it's come down just a little bit, but not too bad. S&P is down over 12. Dow's down over 179, and the Nasdaq's actually in the green at a plus 2.50. Japanese yen is up 0.7 or 0.002650, if anybody wants to know. So there you got it. Let's take a break. When I come back, I'll have the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you for southwestern Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle. And then we're going to talk cattle prices. I got a report from western Oklahoma yesterday. I got Elk City from last Friday. And we're going to talk, we're going to finish the show out by talking a little bit about what bred cows, pairs, butcher cows, butcher bulls all did last week on the average throughout Oklahoma and Texas. And we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You've heard the old saying, you reap what you sow. Well, that statement's true when you purchase a new mower from DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City. You'll reap all kinds of rewards, like a discounted cash price or financing with approved credit, a free t-shirt and cap, DJ's discounts, warranty work, and a large selection of in-stock parts. Oh, and did I mention great customer service? Hurry, your rewards are waiting. DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City.
Sugar Creek Casino presents Chris Jansen live in concert. I can fix a drink. Saturday, July 1st at the Sugar Creek Casino's Event Center. I'm getting them good vibes. Don't miss Chris Jansen at Sugar Creek Casino.
Baby, all I need is you.
Chris Jansen live.
But it can buy me a boat.
Get your tickets by phone, Players Club, or online at sugarcreekcasino.com.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed and corn, forage sorghum, and Milo. Avanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Avanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call 580-225-0317 for more details on Avanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
A good afternoon to Jimmy's great stewards of the land once again. This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, June 16th. 903 head were sold, 20 head of steers at 441 brought 298, 5 at 546 brought 274, at 580 brought 238, 7 at 596 brought 234, 8 at 659 brought 236, 16 at 663 brought 232, 3 at 720 brought 222, 17 head of heifers at 424 brought 248, 3 at 478 brought 230, 4 at 484 brought 230, 6 at 580 brought 218, 7 at 589 brought 220, 8 at 612 brought 213, 4 at 705 brought 195, butcher cows were 39 to 114, butcher bulls brought 71 to 136, bred cows were 1,000 to 2,000, pairs brought 800 to 2425, Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign, call old Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. By the way, y'all, Jimmy Clark ain't got a street named after him yet because nobody would cross Jimmy Clark.
Now back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All All right, welcome back to the show, to Today in Ag. Coming up this afternoon, Drew's been on a roll here lately. You guys need to listen to the Back Road Show with Drew starting here about 3 o'clock. He's got her going on. Okay. Thank you very much. Let's go with Altus today for your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Currently, it is 94 degrees, feels like 104. Dew point 74, humidity's 52. It is muggy down there. Sunset at 8:53. Today hot. Tomorrow 20% chance of thunderstorms. 100 degrees. 40% chance tomorrow night. A little better. Thursday 94. Thursday night 30% chance of thunderstorms, but a low of only 70 degrees. Friday 95 degrees. Saturday 104 with south winds. It's going to be like a blow dryer that comes Saturday. So anyway, that is your long ranger forecast. Also, FYI, you're seeing some damage to all kinds of elm trees out there right now. The natives, the Chinese, and there's all kinds of elm trees out here. But anyway, you're seeing some damage to the leaves right now. It is the elm beetle. It is. Talked to Greg Hartman with the OSU Extension office here in Beckham County this morning, and this is either the first or the second wave this year with another one coming up, because the females lay eggs all the time. Anyway, if you see damage to your elm trees, it doesn't matter which kind it is, if it's native, which is American, Chinese, and there's all kinds of other elm trees out there. Looks like there's windows ate out of the bugs or out of the leaves. That is damage. It's hard, if there's a lot of elm trees in your neighborhood, it'd be hard to spray them to control them, because they're your neighbors have got to do it too. Everybody's got to spray in the neighborhood. So anyway, if you see some green coming back out, new leaves, they usually don't kill the trees. It's very rare. So anyway, that's what's happening out there. Or it could be armyworms. Armyworms are eating on everything right now. Grass, crops, tomatoes. I found squash bugs in the pumpkins yesterday. My wife's pumpkin patch yesterday. And they were mating. It just PO'd me. I killed them all. Anyway, a little trick I heard about. Lay a board by your pumpkin plants or your squash plants. If you lay a board there, they'll crawl under it. And first thing you do, I figured out with the board deal, first thing you do is walk up there and stomp that board, and then you look under there to see if there was any squash bugs, so that way none of them escape. That's one of the tricks. Okay, let's check out what happened in Oklahoma and Texas last week. I had it up, and let's see here. Okay, bear with me a little bit here a second. I got to get through the steers and the calf market. Wrong bulls. Okay, slaughter cattle. In Texas last week, there was a couple hundred head sold. They varied anywhere from weights from 893 on. These are breakers. I'm sorry. These are breakers. Average weight on the breakers were anywhere from 893 to 1419. Average price range, the high was 108.58. The high on the lightweights was 110. Average price across the board around $97.29 per hundredweight. Boner cows, about 150 head, were sold in Texas last week, ranging anywhere from 835 to 1204, and price range was anywhere from 73.50 on the low end to 93.35 on the average, and the highest one I seen in there was at 118 per hundredweight. Lean cows, looks like they was a couple hundred head went through the sale barns last week, and man, what a variance there we got going here. Weights was anywhere from 833 to 1176, but must not have had some teeth in some of them, because average price on the lean cows was 87 cents a pound, or $87 per hundredweight. High was 109, but they had some as low as 49.72. Must be in pretty bad shape. Bull market, they had not a lot to go off of, but anywhere from 107 to 134. Stock cows, replacement cows, medium and large number ones. They had a few head out there, was bringing $1.09. Stock cows, medium and large number twos, not very thin flesh, bringing $75. Stock cows, medium and large two to threes, 5 to 8 year olds, 10 head, brought not very good. They were very thin flesh, according to this report, $61 per hundredweight. Bred cows, medium and large, number one, 2 to 4 year olds were bringing anywhere up to $2,000. 8 year olds were bringing up to $1,750. These are on bred cows. And then 2 to 4 year olds, medium and large, number ones through twos, brought $1,275. Bred cows, medium and large, number twos on 5 to 8 year olds, $1,225. So anyway, cow-calf pairs, 150-pound calves or less, was bringing up to $1,950. Cow-calf pairs, medium and large, number twos with 150-pound calves or larger, were bringing $1,625. Didn't look like a very good market in Texas for pairs. So let's go to Oklahoma. Bear with me. I've got to bring it up. There we go. Found it. Dude, I'm getting good on this computer. Another 5 years I can retire and actually know how to run a computer. All right, here we go. Calves, heifers. I'm getting to the cows. This is Oklahoma overall yesterday, or last week, sorry. Here we go. Slaughter cattle. Cows, breakers. Quite a few those last week, anywhere from 1324 to 1401. Average weight, they was some 1800 pound cows in there. They were bringing on the average 100 to 111.56 per hundred weight. Bunner cows, a bunch of them, 300 to 400 heads went through the sale barns in Oklahoma last week. Average weights were anywhere from 971 to 1254. The heaviest average price was anywhere cheapest I see here, 94.58. Highest I see is 105.69. That's average price. There was some of them bringing up to $1.12. Okay, lean cows, a bunch, 500 head, over 500 head through the Oklahoma sale barns. Average weights anywhere from 935 up to 1153. Average price 77.72 all the way up to 98.14. So there you go. Bulls, bunch of bulls, bunch of bulls. That sounds like a sales calendar that I know about. We got almost 200 bulls went through the sale barns last week, averaging anywhere from 1180 to 1903. That's average weight. The biggest boy I seen sell last week was 2395. Average price 104 to 120, with the highest price I see in Oklahoma last week reported on this, 133. Stock cows, not much going on there. And then there was some that brought $1.27. And then bred cows, medium and large number ones, quite a few head here. Anyway, we're bred cows were bringing anywhere from average price $1,489 to $1,644. And that was average price. Bred cows, medium and large number ones through twos, 2 to 4 year olds, were bringing up to $1,550. And 5 to 8 year olds were bringing up to $1,450. Okay, bred heifers. They had some bred heifers bringing 22250, but that's my rifle. $2,250. They were fancy though. Some other bred cows that weighed 1140 brought 1725. Was pretty nice. All right, cow calf pairs. Before I run out of time here, number one, medium and large number one cow-calf pairs, 150-pound calves or less, were bringing up to 2310. Average price was 1917. Cow-calf pairs with 150 to 300-pound calves on it, anywhere from 1850 to 2650. So, nice. Anyway, with 150, they had some cow-calf pairs, medium and large number ones, with 150 to 300 pound calves on it, was bringing nice. It was around $2,000, and so with the big boy calves on them, over 300 pound calves. They were probably splitting them, if I was guessing right, maybe not, bringing 2550 to 2650. Man, just good market for pairs. I got five pair going there Thursday to the sale barn. So anyway, there you go. That's all I can say for you. That's all I can do for you today. Sorry, I ran out of time. I hope I got everybody text that picture with the fly spray remedy. If you ever want it, just text in here and I'll get it for you. While the show's going on, I don't see the text line. They delete it all the time. So anyway, you can only text me during the show. Anyway, have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.